Tom Vomim Beis. Ten lines from the bottom. Vomim Abaya. Umrli A. My mother told me. Now, it wasn't really his mother. It was his, the woman who raised him. Morris says in Kedushin that his father died before he was born. His mother died in childbirth. And this woman raised him. The nurse who raised him, he referred to her as Aim. Lishra Bas Yoma, for a fever which is a one day fever. So the way you heal it, the refuahs over here are again, this is a refuah I meant to tell you from the Maril. Maril says the refuahs of the Gemara, the also to do them. Because they don't are nishtano tibim and they don't work anymore. A, B, these refuahs are somewhat metaphysical. You see elements of them which don't seem to work based on metaphysical. They work on your magnetic field. However, they work. They're not conventional medicine as we would call them. I think I mentioned to you the Shubas Rashba that some of these refuahs, Chazal had them. He said that they fall into three categories. Some of the refuahs which Chazal had them assert that they work. Some refuahs were practically they saw that they work. Some refuahs actually don't work, but people think they work, and therefore they have a placebo effect. The Ritva says that when it comes to, you know, some of them you've been doing some of these things on Shabbos, it would be mutter to do them. You know, cases where refuah is mutter on Shabbos, even though it's not really refuah, but if it works for the person, bechilish, that's the refuah. So that would be mutter. Okay.
How do you know this fever is only for one day?
Ishtar Basirma.
If you had it for...
Because the more they don't talk about a fever, which is a three-day fever.
Yeah, but...
How's a person know? I said, apparently they know.
The one-day fever is going around, the three-day fever is going around.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about. Just let it go.
Okay. Lishkol Zuzi fever. You take a white coin, which means a new, brand new coin, which has just been minted, so it's a shiny coin. You go to the place where they get, they produce salt by letting the salt water from the sea into these beds, and then they cut off the connection, the shallow beds, and then the sun evaporates the water, and you're left with salt. So that's called milchusot. Well, lisko maskali milcha, you should weigh out that measure's worth of salt. The measure of this coin's worth of salt. Well, it's sairi b'chalola debate saver, and then you should wrap it up right by the person's neck, that amount of salt. Benira barka, with a strand of hair. That's refuah number one. Viloi, if that doesn't work, leisav a precious drachim, precious to go to a fork in the road. You should sit there. Kichazi shum shimona gamla. When you see a large ant, the dori midi, which is carrying something, lishkele, you should take that ant. I don't think if you can let him drop his burden. Well, lishtei begubsa de nechasha. You put him in a copper tube. Balistame ba'avora. And you should seal it with lead. Velichtame beshitin gushpanki. And you should put on it 60 seals. Rashi says it's laldafka 60. Okay, covered a lot of times. Then, Rali Barzule, you should shake it. Belidre, you should carry it. Belemele, you should tell the, and then you should say, Tu'unoch alai, tu'unoi aloch. We're going to switch. You take my burden, my which is the fever, and I'll take yours. I'll carry your burden. I guess he has to carry the thitli. He has to take, I'm not sure. He has to actually leave it carrying its pile inside of their stilt. Or it's just rhetorical. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Huna de Rav Ashi. So he asked Rav Ashi, B'dilma inish ashkeche b'ifsik bei. That's a bad idea, because if somebody else, you happen to use this ant before, so this ant now is carrying a burden of fever. So switching fever with him won't work, because you're getting back his fever. So that's not a good idea. So apparently they didn't keep him in the tomb for too long. Elemele tunai b'tunoch aloch. You know what? You'll carry my burden and your burden. V'loch, that doesn't work. Lishko kuzachara to take a new cup. V'lezel l'nahara, go to the river. V'lemele, you should say to the river, Nahara, Nahara, river, river, oiswan kuzah demaya, l'urcha d'iklali. Lend me a cup of water for the path which is happened to me. You take that cup seven times around your head. You throw it behind you, which is back again, I guess it means back towards the river. And then you say, Nahara, Nahara, river, river, Shkol, Mayo, Dehaftali. Take the water back that you gave me. That path that came and went. That's for a one-day fever. Where is the three-day fever? It's like the Siraji. It's the end of the second white line. Bas Yomer. Shazasa b'chol yom. I'm sorry. Shash doesn't mean that it was something which happens constantly. There's a problem with this temperature. As opposed to something which only happens once every 3 days. This is a chivra tzara for chodesh. It's just been made. The milchus of the walk and safe is a maim shashin. They would evaporate water. Shoshim the Garmal Sasa Yom, they would make like shallow places for water near the seabed, near the seashore. Laham Shech Maim Lebrechus Rechavis Asuyas Lekach, and they would make these little canals to let the water come to these wider pools, which were shallow and wide, which were made for that purpose. Shnismalu, and then they fill up the pool. Soisim Acharitzim, you would close the ditches, which got it there, Hashem's surface, and then the sun would heat off the water, the evaporate the water, Shemuluchim Hem, which are salty, and now you have salt. Called the Beit Savoroi, Tachas Gronoi, Kenegavite Chalukoi, so it was called the Chalola Beit Savoroi, because that was like the opening in your garments around by the neck. Lashon Ben Olevi. Nira Barka is Litzah Shalsar, which I think means a strand of hair. Prashas Drachim, Makam Shishne Drachim, Isparshim, a place where two paths are splitting. Shimshon Agamla, Namola Gadol, a large ant. The Dari Midish Tayanklum is clearing something. Lishkalei Lishum Shemana. You should take the ant. Because of the Nechosha, Kimin Kona Shal Nechosha. It's like a tube. Like a reed. So it's like a reed, but it's made out of Nechosha. Listen, Mavora Yisim Pia, but by forest you seal it with lead. Kishpanki is chesomis, is Now, literally, that means you know, would seal it with the signet, you know. But v'lav davka shitin, no, it doesn't have to be 60. V'lav davka chesama shel tzura, doesn't have to be that a picture, that you're sealing it with a signet which has a picture on it. Al stimlas harb as well. Also, you put many layers. Shav olay feris, you add top of the lead, you put some wax. Shuv zephis, and you cover it with pitch. Shuv tit, and then with mud. You seal it a lot of times. Belibar zule is yinan oy. Okay. You shake it. Belidre, you send it, you carry it. Mulaimalay the Shemshmani, you say that to the end. Tunai, Turacholai, Masha, you said, no, you say, whatever you were caring for, I said, I'll carry that. Tunai, Achelishali, my illness that he has, this is constant problem of getting fevers on a regular basis, should go to you. He says, maybe in the Ashkechei b'Afsik Bay, Chelik is that somebody else has the same illness. She says, Oisa, he Amalei Tunach Alai Zel Chelu Shechaber. So when he tells the ant, "I'll take your burden," the burden that the ant now has is last guy's illness. Kuzachara to Kli Cheres Katan Chodesh. It's small. It's a cup. It's not a large amount. Not a large thing. And it's brand new. You go to the river. Oisa Helveni lend me. He should move it around his head 7 times and give the water back.
So this is the sick person doing this on his own behalf, as opposed to going to somebody who's mocha to make the command.
Right, these are known.
This is self-centered.
Yeah. Okay. So Amar Rav Huna, the Ashta Tilsa, for a fever which recurs every 3 days. So I'm correcting myself. This is what you meant, that is he had this problem that the fever would be recurring constantly. And this is a fever which recur every 3 days. Lysi Shiva Sylvie should bring 7 small grapes. That's what Rashi teaches. It actually, so the Bach changes it to 7 small branches. Mishiva Dikli, from 7 different dekel trees, palm trees. Then Mishiva Tzivi, which means 7 splinters. Mishiva Kshuri, from 7 beams. Mishiva Sichi, Mishiva Kshuri, and 7 spikes from 7 bridges. You have to steal some spikes from some bridges. Mishiva Kitimi, Mishiva Tunari, and 7, I guess, cupfuls, I don't know what the amount of ash from 7 different ovens. Mishiva Afri, and then 7. Again, some amount, I'm not sure exactly what amount, of offer. Mishiva Sinri, which Rashi says is the door moves on a pivot, so there's a little cup which holds the pivot, and dirt gathers in there. So that's Sanri. Mishiva Kufri, Mishiva Arvi, it takes 7 pieces of pitch, which you would use to seal 7 different boats. Mishiva Buni of Kamarni. Rashi says it's Kamarni is a type of a spice. 7 seeds of that. Mishiva Bini Midikna the Kalba, Saba. 7 hairs from the beard of an old dog. You should then wrap these all things together. So I don't know what the amount is. It's, you know, some amount, mix it all together, and put it in the by the opening of the person's shirt. Nira Barka, wrapped up in the Nira Barka, a thread of a strand of hair. Okay.
Is the person doing this?
I mean, I guess as long as they have their Masara. So he says, one reason why we don't do some of these things, he says, besides, is because we don't know exactly how to do them. So then it doesn't work, you know. So then you're going to, you know, exactly how much, what the recipe is, you know. How much dirt, how much ash, how old is the old dog, you know. There's a lot of ambiguity over there. Amar Yechon, Lishit Samirta. Okay, so this is a type of a fever which Rashi says that the whole body gets, you know, feels hot, etc. I'm not sure exactly how it's different than regular fever. It's a more extensive type of a fever. Lishkul Sakina the Kula Parzala. Take a knife which is totally iron, as opposed to the handle is all, you know, the whole thing is just metal. Go to the place where there is Bradina, which is a bush, a snap. Velikter Bay Nira Barka. And then you tie it with a Nira Barka again. Yamakama is Lachaklip Bay Purta. So the first day you should do is you should. I'm not sure exactly what tuharik means. It seems to be some type of okay, could be. Probably some type of a slit. Belema, and you should say Vayera Malach Hashem Elov. You said at the beginning of the pasuk where Hashem is megal himself to Moshe by the snap. Lamacher Lichruk Bei Purta, do it again, cut again. Belema Vayera Moshe Asur Na Vayera, and Moshe says I'm going to go and see what about the snap. Lamacher Lichruk Bei Purta Belema Vayera Hashem Kisar Lirois. And the Russian saw that he diverted himself from his path to come see. So the diversion will be now referring to the Charli, that the Charli will be diverted from him. If you recall, we had in the Sefer of Azora that the Mor says it's also to merapi yourself with divrei Torah. So the Magen Avraham has a problem here in this Gemara. Look, why doesn't it go into the Isser? A person also to use divrei Torah to merapi himself. So he seems to say that if it's a balak manusa thing, that it actually is merapi the person, so that's permitted. So apparently this is balak manusa that it works. Amar Rav Acha braid the Rabbi or the Rav Ashi, but he asked Rav Ashi, "Vayilema, why don't you say Vayemer al tikrav halon?" So why don't you say the pasuk of "Don't come," versus "Don't come close," that the chayla should stay away from him. Why don't you use that pasuk? Ela yidam makam alema vayar malach Hashem vayiru malach Hashem elav. Then the Vayomer Moshe says a Surah Nov Eire. The Machal Leimer Leimer Yarshem Kisar Leroyz. The Machal Vayomer Hashem Al Tigram Haloy. Okay. He possibly, as you're cutting it, I guess it's going to be. So Lisa say Velipsike. You should bend it down close to the ground. And then that's where you cut it. Malema Hachi, you should say Hasne, Hasne, Sne, Sne. La Mishum de Gavias, we call Iloni Ashrei Kadosh Baruch Hu Shchinte Aloch. It's not because you were the largest, tallest tree. Ela Mishum de Maiches, we call Iloni Ashrei Kudosh Baruch Hu Shchinte Aloch. It's because you were the lowest of all trees that Kadosh Baruch Hu put his presence on you. Okay. Kihechi de Chemise Ishta Nachananya Mishal Bazarya Arikas Min Kalamoy. Just like the fire saw Chananya Mishal Bazarya and ran away from them. Kain Tachmine Isha Laponi Barponis, so the fire should see so and so, meaning himself, his name. Mitherak Min Kalamoy. And it should run away from him to run away. Now I'm not sure why the bowing down of the I didn't catch the logic of the flow of the bowing down of the snare, how that works. Okay, the simta is Rashi says it's a shkin. It's boils. Lemahachi. So this is a Rashi says it's the names of Malachim. So you should say Boz Bazye, Mos Masye, Kos Kasye, Sharli Oi, Varmerali Oi, Ilan Malachi, Dishtachu Mi'aradistoim. These are the Malachim which were sent out of the area of Storm. Rashi says that now it was a Lachash. It was like it's not exactly where they were from, but that's what you would say exactly. They left that area of Storm, and so the same way, Blasa Shkina, no, okay, Merida Storm. That's that one. So that would take away the boils. Lasar shkina ki even to heal a shkin which is painful. So it's boils, but they're painful boils. So you would say bozich bezich bez bezich mas mesich kamoin kemich einayich bich einayich bich asrich boch zarech. Kikolos ukipredo de leporo bole ravian, kakle sifra bole sirba, begufe de plenty bar plenies. Just like a kolos, a person which is, or an animal which is, it's tied up inside of him, he can't give birth. Or a kipredo, like a mule which can't give birth. So this, there should not be any growth of this in the body of so and so. Okay. Lekifa, Rashi says two pshat on lekifa. One is that a person has like this influence of a shade on him. Yeah, that's the second pshat. Rashi says, and Rashi seems to prefer that. Lemahachi, cherev shlufa v'kala natusha, a drawn sword, and a kala is the slingshot. So again, it's just like a phrase that you say. Look at it before you say it 61 times. Don't ask me how they work. I don't know. Loish Shmei Yoichav Chelin Machoivin. Lashida, the person has a problem with the shade. So Lemahachi. Havis depokik depokik havis. Lita Tavor. Umashumas. So these are Lashon of, it should be cursed, broken, and worn down. Bartit, Bartome, Bartina. Yeah, that was the name of the shade. Bartit, Bartome, Bartina. Kishamgaz, Marigas, Istamoy, like what happened to Shamgaz, Marigas, and Istamoy. Sheet of the basic kisei, the shade which attacks people when they're basic kisei. Lemahochi, a karkafi dari, on the head of a lion, Va'usi de Guraisa, and on the nose of a female lion, Livia, Ashkafto Lishidoi, that's where you should find the shade, Bar Shiriki. Did I get this right? Bar Shiriki Pandoi. That's where you find the shade called Bar Shiriki Pandoi. That's the name of the shade. B'mishra de Karsi, Chavte, by the leek furrows, you should beat them up. B'lu de Chamra, with the jaw of a chamor, Chatarte, you should hit him. That's the lavish. Okay. The Rashi, I think we'll have to hold it here.